I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. The media relentlessly sends and reinforces messages to men about their sexuality and what passes for normal, even desired behavior from guys. The message is clear. Dude, get it up. Get it on. And get off. Crude but effective. And it sure sells lots of beer, pizza, and we hope condoms too. I know, there I go again, stereotyping my fellow man. So let's bring in a second opinion, a calm voice of reason. The author of the book, Why Men Fake It, The Truth About Men and Sex, the author is Dr. Abraham Morgenteller, MD. Dr. Morgenteller, welcome to Body Language.
Great to be with you, Chris.
Well, doctor, am I correct about how the media reaches out and touches guys' libidos, filling their reptilian brains with high expectations about low-rent sexual performance?
Well, I don't think I would use it in quite the terms you did, but yes, absolutely. You know, I think that one of the amazing things is in why I wrote my book, Why Men Fake It, is that the media has a picture of men that I think is almost totally false. It's got enough truth in it that everybody buys into it, but it's not what I see in my office.
Okay,
behind closed doors.
What's the naughty picture, and what do you see in your office? First of all, the bad imagery.
Right, so this idea that guys are always ready to go, all they're thinking about is sex, all they're thinking about is their own selfish satisfaction.
You just described me perfectly, doctor.
Well, what happens, though, what I see, so I specialize in men with sexual issues, and I've been doing this for 25 years, and you really learn something when the guys come in and they've lost their ability to be sexual or they've got an issue. You know, you really find out the truth about what men are like and what they're interested in. And the stories that I hear over and over again is that, of course men are interested in sex and they like it, but the surprise for most people is how much they care about being good to their partner. And the key phrase that I use is that the men actually really want to be a great sexual provider.
Ooh.
They see their own sense of masculinity through their partner. Can I give you an example?
I wish you would, please.
27-year-old paraplegia comes in my office. He can't have sex. I treat him, and so he's married, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back and he feels like he is a man again. That's what the term that he uses.
That's probably a direct quote.
He can have sex. His wife is thrilled. They're doing it regularly. And people hear that story and they say, yeah, okay, good. Oh, so it's like a guy's doing a guy's thing. Of course, he's enjoying it. But here's the kicker. Because of his neurologic problem, he has no feeling in the penis at all.
Wow.
And doesn't have a climax. So here's a guy.
So how did you treat him so he can have sex?
There are medications that we can teach men to inject
in their penis.
They're basically vasodilators.
Right.
And they've been around. Before we had Viagra, that was the most common treatment that we have. And Viagra and the pills like it, Cialis and Levitra, don't always work, and we still use a lot of these injections. But in terms of the mind of man, here's a guy who feels nothing during sex, but he's thrilled about his ability to do it because of the pleasure that he gives his partner. The guy gets a sense of his own masculinity through the eyes of his partner. It's how he does.
That's transference. That's magnificent.
Yeah. The other example I give, you know, is you take a guy you take a guy who has sex with his partner for 2 hours. They do 27 positions out of the Kama Sutra.
Wow.
And if he looks over at his partner and she looks like she didn't really get off or have a great time, he's actually deflated. He feels bad, right?
Why?
Then you take it because she didn't get pleasure.
Huh.
He feels like he didn't do a good job by her. Then you take in comparison a guy who can only last 30 seconds, but his partner happens to come during that time too.
That's fairly premature.
He's thinking, I'm the man.
Ah.
The issue about how a guy feels about him sexually is all through the eyes of what he sees from his partner.
Huh.
That's the secret that nobody talks about with men. Men like to have a job to do.
Right.
They like to do it well. They
task-oriented, goal-oriented.
There you go. Instead of multitaskers, we're monotaskers, right? But when the guy can do that and he feels like he's done a good job, he feels fantastic. And when it comes to sex, he feels great about himself as a man.
And feeling fantastic and great about himself is Dr. Abraham Morgenteller, MD, Director of Men's Health Boston and the author of the remarkable book, Why Men Fake It, subtitled The Totally Unexpected Truth About Men and Sex. Dr. Morgenteller, where can our listeners learn more about you and your work and your book?
So our website for our clinic is called, the website is www.menshealthboston, no punctuation, .com, menshealthboston.com.
Well, this ties in to the previous conversation about performance and performance anxiety, realistic expectations, perception, and reality really ties into the story of the title of the book, Why Men Fake It. Why don't you tell us about 25-year-old David who walked into your office and told you what?
So here was a guy who comes in with a problem when I first met him that I never knew existed. Of a guy who basically started faking his orgasms. And his story was that while he was dating all these women, that he couldn't actually have an orgasm during intercourse. He could do it for himself, but not.
He could masturbate successfully, but not.
Exactly.
Huh.
And he didn't think it was a problem because he would just keep going like the Energizer Bunny, and his girlfriends all thought he was a big stud, and so did he. But the problem happened, as it sometimes does in life, when he fell in love.
Oh.
And then he started having feelings for this woman, and she started working really hard to get him to have a climax.
Oh, so she had her own agenda.
Well, everybody comes and they want to feel like they are sexy and appealing.
Well, and there are many women who find the feeling of ejaculation within their vagina to be very gratifying and very pleasant and quite erotic.
Absolutely. But it's also strange for men to not be able to climax or come. So he starts faking an orgasm when he starts believing that she's feeling badly about herself.
But she knew, the new love of his life, Sarah, knew, didn't she?
No, she didn't know.
She didn't know? Wow.
She didn't know.
She wasn't paying attention.
So what he came to me for was that he was afraid that if she found out that he was faking it, that the relationship would be over because she would say, well, that's dishonest.
Well, our 3.5 million listeners are sitting on the edge of their deck chairs, I guess, wondering, how did you resolve David's issue?
Yeah, I know. And
No, don't say, yeah, I know. How'd you do it, Doc?
So, you know, one of the interesting things about all this is that what his actual condition is called, it's not a great term, it's called retarded ejaculation or delayed ejaculation. And some men learn, you know, we become sexual at an age before, way earlier than we actually start having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with puberty, guys will often have their first orgasm with masturbation around 11, 12, 13, and a lot of guys won't have sex for another 7, 8, 9, 10 years after that. And in his particular case, he first learned how to do this by rubbing against the sheets of his bed. And it happened that he did it when he was with his family in Paris. And there was something about that whole thing that felt very romantic to him.
Oh, gee, I hate to end this interview. I'm going to have to ask our listeners who are sitting there with bated breath to learn the rest of the story from the wonderful book, Why Men Fake It, The Totally Unexpected Truth About Men and Sex, by our guest, Dr. Abraham Morgenteller, MD, founder of Men's Health Boston. Dr. Morgenteller, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.